I'd like to welcome everyone on today's At-Large Regional Secretariat's meeting on Tuesday the 11th of March at 1500 UTC. On today's call we have Wolf Ludwig, Cyranus Vardanyan, Julia Moronet, Sylvia Headline-Leiter, Van Budrani, and Glenn McKnight is joining us shortly. We have a lot of apologies noted from Holly Roach and Olivier Crétin-Leblanc. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. Heidi Ulrich will be joining us shortly. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela, and good morning, good evening. Good afternoon, everyone. From my part of the world, it's good evening already. I welcome all of you in this call. This is this will be, I hope, a very brief call related to our meeting in Singapore, and we'll brief you a couple of stuff we're going to do in Singapore. And the first thing in agenda item, just the purpose of this meeting is, first of all, to talk about the breakfast, ALT and Secretariat breakfast, which we are going to have on Wednesday 26th from 7 to 8 Singapore time. And the issue which we would like to discuss is how we can improve role of input for the ALEC development of statements and what kind of issues of concerns of or areas of improvement we can raise to discuss during that meeting. So it's some kind of brainstorming part, and if there is anyone who has any suggestions on that and would like to discuss this, please raise your hand and let's find out what we are going to talk in Singapore. Any suggestions from, I see Naralo Garth also joined the call, and Glenn is here already, so we have all Ralos here except Africa, Afralo. So actually, this policy development process, we all are aware of this process and how this input can be done from RALO, but the main purpose is how to improve that process, how RALO can make more input for this process and for policy development in general. Is this me echoing?
There is an echo. I think you can mute your AC room if you are not using the microphone.
So, I see no suggestions from any Rallo for this topic to be discussed.
And, Cyranus, this is...
Okay, hello, yes, Sylvia, please.
Yes, this is Sylvia Vivanco from staff. Welcome, everyone. I just wanted to add to what you said, that this is an opportunity for you also to think about what would be areas of improvement in terms of participation of LSs in the policy statements. We see that normally we have stakeholders that are the same people repeating, you know, drafting, because probably they have a better knowledge of technical issues, but what could we do from the staff perspective also to help you become more knowledgeable about some issues? So any suggestions for us staff to help you participate more fully, that would be also very, very appreciated from our point of view. Thank you.
Thank you, Tilda. We have two people raise their hands. Glenn, you are the first. I see your question, where is the policy statement? This is There is no actually policy statement. We are speaking about general policy statement, policy development process at large. So there is nothing to be reviewed now. We are speaking in general about the process.
Oh, okay. Hi, it's Glenn for the rec. I know you're talking in general, but what is our point of reference for our scope? Is there something I under? This is my first call on the Secretariat teleconference call. I need some kind of reference point. How many calls have been done in the past? What has been accomplished? Where do you want to go with these calls? So I just need to get some scope of why we're doing this call and how relevant is it. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Just at the beginning of this call, I have told that the purpose of this meeting just to get us all together in this call to discuss what we want to raise during the ALP RALO Secretariat meeting morning breakfast, what kind of difficulties or challenges RALOs have and where ETLA staff and ALP people can help us to improve that. This is mainly the general purpose of this meeting. Garth, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is Garth Bruin for the record. Thank you for running this call, Theranoush. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
One thing that we've been really kind of beating the drum about, and many people on this call are aware of it, are the access for the disabled. And, you know, I think everybody who we've spoken to about this feels this is very important as well. And I believe that this just fits into the general idea of extending the internet to everybody, to really getting everybody on and getting everybody on with equal access. And I feel like the disabled issue can fall under this umbrella. As a second item, I actually have been reaching out directly to each one of our at-large structures within NARALO to ask them what their concerns are. I've been soliciting directly from our community to find out what they want to see on the agenda. I don't feel that there is enough reach back or in-reach into our regions to find out what the ALSs want to hear and what they want to see happen at the ICANN meetings. And as somebody mentioned before, there does seem to be a repetition of the same people involved in the same things. And we, of course, understand it's because they've become sort of expert in that. It's hard to find experts within the volunteer community. But I want to find out what the ALS is, what the are thinking, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Garth. Excellent issues to be raised. Related to the first topic on accessibility and disability issues, just to brief that you probably already know that on Monday in Singapore we're having this accessibility first meeting on that issue, and we were succeeded in within ATRALO to invite two organizations who are dealing with disability issues and are working in Singapore. So they are locally based, and we invited them to come, and we are now in the process of clarifying some issues with their one of the persons who will be there is deaf, so we are trying to understand if there is any capacity for language sign for him to be able, or for her, I'm not really sure if this person is female or male, but we are in the process of clarification, and hopefully these two organizations will come and this will be at least the starting point to touch upon accessibility issue and how to improve that area for the future ICANN meetings. So that's one topic I think that we will be discussing on Monday, and as a result of it, this may be raised also during our ALP morning breakfast to see what is the outcome of that meeting and how we can improve. Yes, Julia? Please?
Yes, hello, good afternoon, or good morning, evening to everybody. Do you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, you're there.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I wanted just to speak on what was just discussed about the accessibility issues and the access for disabled people. And now I would speak not on behalf of your hour, but on a personal capacity. And I think we also have to underline and raise the issue not only concerning disabled people, but vulnerable people in general. I underlined this during the last meeting in Buenos Aires, and I think it was a group created on this issue. So I wanted just to be sure that we will speak also about other marginalized groups. I do believe that the access for people with for disabled people is very important, but wanted to underline that we do have other marginalized groups as well. And also wanted to thank Silvia for this proposal on capacity building and possible support. For example, it will be my second meeting only, so I think this is something very, very important. So thank you so much, Silvia. Thanks.
Thank you, Julia. I would just like to ask the staff to take note what kind of topics we are going to discuss. So accessibility will be one of them. And the second point which Doris also raised is what ALT and staff is expecting from us. So it also, we will, I think, touch upon the metrics. And if you haven't seen Maureen, our ALT member from Colorado, posted her report based on metrics to estimate how what she did during the month, and this can be some kind of a model for others also to measure the participation. And this is not only for ALT members, but also for criteria for any ALS member who is trying to input to any area and has this volunteer work to be supported by all of us and for at large. So topic three, Glenn, you said engagement and recruitment of new ALSs. Yes, this can be outreach to how to increase and improve outreach and to improve participation from ALSs. Good topic also to raise. Silvia is posting in chat room that according to capacity building, we need to be able everybody to participate in ICANN Academy. I think that the purpose, the pilot phase of ICANN Academy showed that it was successful, quite successful, and I hope, and this is for staff to hear us, that everybody, at least starting from ALT members and secretariat, will be able to be a part of this ICANN Academy, and I think that this capacity building also will be a starting point for our Atlas II summit in London, where all ALSs will come there. Okay, good start. Josh, you can hear me? I will try to speak louder. I'm sorry, Garth. This is probably the line to Armenia. Glenn, you have your hand raised.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Hi, can you hear me? It's Glenn.
Yes, Glenn, we can hear you.
Okay, what the problem is in volume, there is the quality of your voice is the issue. It's a very much of an echo. It sounds like you're in a hollow room. So that's why it's difficult. So I would suggest speaking quite a bit slower. It may improve the sound quality.
Okay, thank you. I just to try to close the room for no one to disturb me. Is it me again, echoing? I'm sorry for this quality. How we can help?
Cyranush, it's Gisela here.
Yes, Gisela.
Sorry to interrupt. Would you like us to quickly try and dial out to you again to see if the line is any better?
Please, if you can share, if this will make the line better, then I'm happy.
Let's try. If you put the phone down, Adiga will call you straight back. Thank you very much, and apologies to everyone for the inconvenience.
Thank you. Hello. Can you hear me now? Is it better?
There's still an echo. Gisela here.
We hear an echo, Cyranush. This is Sylvia.
Keep talking, please.
Okay, let's move forward. I will try to talk slowly. But at least we come to an agreement that there are three main topics we want to discuss during that morning breakfast. And let's move to another agenda item, which is RALO Secretariat Atlas II and Capacity Building Meeting in Singapore. So as you all know, we have this joint meeting on Wednesday, March 26th. And there will be introduction and update from Atlas II leaders, Eduardo Diaz and Tijani Benjema. We also will cover the capacity building program adoption, and I think Tijani will speak on that issue. You may have seen, for me not to go through the whole agenda, you may have seen the agenda for that meeting. I'm posting here the link. So there will be a couple of discussions for us to touch upon related to capacity building and related to ALS representation and to prepare them for Atlas II. So all our areas will have a lot of work to do to make sure that all ALSs from their region are ready for Atlas II. And some discussions will be taking place during this Wednesday 26th joint Atlas II Capacity Building and Regional Secretariat meeting. The next agenda item is what we are going to do in Singapore on behalf of ATUR RALO. Hello? Do you hear me?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Okay. Glenn, you have your hand raised. Is this a new one or this is from previous?
It was from previous. It was before you came back on. I believe someone brought up the issue of the ICANN Academy, and I just wanted to emphasize that we brought this issue up to our two staff that new secretariat, new chairs should have some training in the ICANN Academy. That has been missing in the in who gets trained in the ICANN Academy. So I just want to bring it up as a topic that it's the actual training and orientation of the new appointees at one of the ICANN meetings.
Thank you, Glenn. Good point. We touched upon this, and yes, TAP is putting that information in our topics of discussion. So yes, I completely agree that there is a need for new people taking the leadership role to fund this capacity building academy, to be a part of this academy, and fund this training and orientation.
Hey, this is Heidi.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not in the...
Yes, Heidi. Yeah.
Hi, so I can't put my hand up. But just on that point, thank you, Glenn. That's a really good point. I do suggest that you bring that point up in the Academy working group meeting that is going to be held on Wednesday morning. I think it's around 10:30, 10 or 11, something like that, because they're going to be discussing the formation or the one that's going to be taking place in Los Angeles in October. So that would be an opportune time to bring that up. Second point, Glenn, is that a lot of people do think that it should only be for new people, while Sandra and some others of the Academy think that it's a combination of new people, new leaders, as well as existing current leaders who can then just pass on that information. So just to let you know, that's some of the thinking behind the current format. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent, Heidi. Thank you very much. And just to let everyone know that Academy Working Group session will be on Wednesday from 11 to 12, right prior to joint Atlas II Capacity Building and Regional Secretariat meeting. So we will discuss this issue there as well. Thank you very much. Good point. So coming back to Aetorallo organized events in Singapore, I would like to let you know that on Wednesday, on Monday, 24th, Aetorallo is organizing a large roundtable on registration directory service now and the future. And there will be two main topics discussed. One is privacy proxy issues, where we'll have several speakers, and we will speak about what does accreditation mean, who should be covered, what should be required, and should requirements be different for privacy and proxy services. And the second topic will be a roundtable discussion, expert working group on WHOIS, and we will have Carlton Samuel as moderator and several speakers as well during that session. This will be on Monday, as I said. Yes, thanks, Sylvia, for posting Monday agenda. And also, as all of you know, that we will hold Aetorallo showcase this time, not on Monday, but on Wednesday, from 6 to 8 Singapore time. So everybody is welcome to be there. We'll have a lot of fun and interesting stuff for you. And also, please don't forget about wearing something red, as this is the color of Aetorallo. So these are two main events organized by Aetorallo, and you all are welcome to participate there. Anyone would like to... Yes, Sylvia, Lacralo color is green. We all enjoyed that, but now we have red. So please have something red. Any questions related to that? Yes, and don't forget that due to agenda changes, gala dinner will be on Monday, as you may already know all, and showcase will be on Wednesday. Any questions? Staff, do we have anything to discuss on policy development process? Any additional input from your side at this point?
Hello, yes, this is Sylvia. Just to repeat what I said at the beginning, to think about to bring perhaps some ideas or proposals on how to get those LSs which perhaps are not as involved as we would like them to be in the policy development process, how they could become more knowledgeable and participate more active in drafting statements and collaborating more. They're very useful for us, and to think how we can improve our service to all of you from our staff point of view. So that would be my contribution. Thanks.
Thank you, Sylvia. I think we also raised this topic, the raise participation and to do more outreach for our LSEs to be more active as one of the topics of discussion with ALT members as well and with staff as well. But this is also for us the fruit to think about before coming to that meeting. So how we as RALO Secretariat, RALO leaders think how to improve that process. From my experience, I should say that really it's really very difficult to make them active, especially those who are not volunteering in any group. I had really difficult time to encourage all of them to participate in Atlas II working groups, and this is really changing, challenging issue. So this is the way, this is the stuff which we should discuss and find out the best way how to improve that. Yes, I see. I see in the chat room the colored race. So yeah, I hope we'll have a really good red representation there. And agree with Sylvia that this is a very important issue, how we can motivate ALSs. It's not just for them to become a member and that's it. It's an issue of them to provide input and to volunteer. And so, yes, for us, it's some action item for the upcoming meeting in Singapore will be to think about what kind of ideas, what kind of steps we should take into consideration for making more representative participation from ALSs. Okay, I think, is there anything else you would like to raise during this call? We covered the agenda and nothing more is urgent for now unless if anyone has... Yes, Evan, please, you have your hand raised.
Thanks very much, Serena. Just as a matter of introduction, my name is Evan Leibovich. For history, I was the first chair of NARALO. I currently serve on the ALAC, and as most of you know by now, I am one of the people running for C15. Stop meant itself as a campaign plug. However, I wanted to draw attention to the fact that NARALO made a solicitation to the candidates and asked some questions that made specific to the needs of their region. And I just wanted to make it clear to all of the other regions that if you've got questions for the candidates, please send them in. Please make sure that the candidates know what are your concerns. And if you have some specific questions, please raise them. There's going to be a week before the voting starts. So I really encourage everybody to encourage your ALSs. Go to the wiki, have a look at the various platforms, the various comments, and if you've got some if you have questions for the candidates, you can do it by the wiki. I'm not sure. The wiki may be closing soon, but you're welcome to do it through through mailing lists. I and most of the other candidates are available through Skype. I encourage you to get involved. This is a very, very important selection. This is right at the top level of ICANN, so I encourage you to get involved. I encourage you to get your ALSs involved, and regardless what method you have within your RALO of the extent to which the ALSs may direct the voters, but I really would like you to encourage the ALSs and the rest of your communities to please what's going on and make the right person, you know, choose the right person. I have my own bias in that direction, but what's most important is that you get involved, that you're aware of what the candidates stand for, and that you get involved in the process. Thank you.
Thank Thank you, Evan. This is really very important, and we are in a very important stage of thinking about the selection, and thank you for putting this as a reminder for all of us. And I think as an action item, we can put that all RALO's secretariat or chairs can send reminders through our mailing list to everyone to show the online space, wiki space, where they can ask questions to our candidates. And having this chance that Evan is here, I wish all success to all our five candidates. You are really all awesome. Thank you, Evan, for this input. Glenn, please.
Yes, hi. Glenn, for the record. A couple of things that I want to bring up to be added to the agenda. Over the last couple of years, I've been taking a lot of video and a lot of photos, but we brought this up in our technical task force, and Dev and I looked at a product called Copy. And I know usually afterwards, always somebody calls me and says, can you send me the picture? After taking hundreds, if not thousands, of pictures, it's not a practical thing to do. But we have, because of my efforts, we've gotten quite a bit of documentation that, you know, it's in my hard drive, it's on my computers. It's not shared. It's a lot of work to actually upload again. So we need to come up with a strategy, and I think the secretariats should all take responsibility for their videos and photos, because for our legacy purposes. So I'm not sure on the solution for this, but I just wanted to earmark that issue.
Thank you, Glenn. I think this is the topic for discussion also with staff, how technically we can solve. Maybe there will be a space, a general space where all this stuff, and I know you have very important videos and documentation of all the events which you were part of, and probably there may be the solution to have a space to post all this stuff. But here we will need staff to help us with that, so probably this will be another issue to discuss during secretariat meeting with and when the staff also will be present there. Thank you for raising that. Gus, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I have two advertisements. One is that we're going to have a session that Evan is also going to participate in on TOR and alternate DNS. And this is a very complex subject which hasn't really been part of the ICANN panels and really should be. And if anybody needs any kind of information or summary of what we're going to be talking about, just feel free to contact me directly. The other item I want to talk about is some research that that I'm going to be releasing soon. I'm going to be sending it directly to ALAC and to the Secretariat and the RALO chairs, which concerns enforcement of the UDRP by ICANN. We found some very disturbing cases where the UDRP has not been enforced, and these cases directly impact consumers. So I'm going to be sharing that with everybody later today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Garth. Please send this information to the list, and we'll see how we can make input to that. And Glenn posted that this is a good example. One of our past members who passed away. Okay, he's talking about the uploading content, so we don't miss even those people who are no longer with us to keep that memory with all of us. Thank you, Garth, and thank you, Glenn, for this input. Any other issue to be discussed during this call for now? I see agreement for from Garth as well, and for Glenn. For now, it's all we want to share during this call. I would like to wish all of us a safe trip to Singapore and to welcome you in Asia-Pacific region. Looking forward to see you all there.
Thank you. Have a great flight, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for participation. And see you soon.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank you all. Good travels. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. The meeting is ended and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.